Welcome to Soccer to Climate Change. Joining me today, I have Bella Brewer and Tabitha Ambrose, who I'll be asking them a few questions related to climate change to test out their knowledge. Bella, what do you think climate change is?
Hi Maddie, thank you for having me. I personally feel that climate change is an increasingly large pandemic that's spreading across our globe, and we need to take action as soon as possible. And I feel like our generation, post-millennial and millennial and the like, have to really pick up the pieces from the generation of like Donald Trump and the money-making generation, because all they care about is their industrial economics, and they just have such negative connotations towards our society and its outlook and perspective on topics and issues such as climate change and greenhouse emissions and fossil fuels, and they just utilize the totally wrong natural resources because it's so obvious and clear to see. It's just a blatantly obvious fact that we have like a matter of 50 years to a century to get on the right course of action before our planet is irreversibly damaged, and we're picking up the pieces and we're too young and we don't have the stable grounding and foundation to like fix our planet. Like, we really just need the help and tools that older people can provide.
Thank you, Bella. I agree 100% with what you said. Tabitha, what do you think climate change is?
Yeah, connecting on with what Bella said, climate change is a very serious topic and we probably should be taking action, but there are just those couple people who are in charge who feel like climate change should be brushed to the side a little bit, and we just need to convince them that it needs to be done now, something needs to happen, and our seas are rising, our ice is melting, our Tasmania is getting hotter.
Thank you very much, Tabitha. I'll now discuss the topic of climate change, what it actually is, and how it's caused by the amounts of enhanced greenhouse gases that we are emitting into our atmosphere. Although the topic of climate change is very controversial and everyone has their own opinions, I strongly believe that the facts speak clearly for themselves. Climate change today can very easily be described as one of the biggest threats to our planet, including the flora and fauna living on it. The average temperature in Tasmania has risen by 0.5 degrees since 1950, and it's also expected that the state's number of days in which we experience severe wet weather will increase by a whopping 25%. By 2100, Tasmania is expected to rise by 2.9 degrees if we follow the high emission scenario, and 1.6 degrees if we follow the low emission scenario.
Yeah, so what are emission scenarios?
With my educated guess, I think that the emissions are the greenhouse gases.
Yeah, and the fossil fuels.
Yeah, and I think the scenario is a hypothetical context, as if it was to happen.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you, Bella. The Earth's climate is rapidly changing at unpredictably fast and terrifying rates, and it's up to us to do something about it now before it becomes too late. Climate change creates many unnatural weather and temperature-related disasters, which may include droughts, storms, flash flooding, bushfires, cyclones, earthquakes, and even the issue of sea levels rising at very fast and concerning rates. These weather patterns usually last for 10 to 30 years. But all of these weather changes could happen anywhere in the world at any time. That's the terrifying part. Climate change is caused by the amounts of greenhouse gases that are entering the layer of our atmosphere. The use of carbon dioxide, methane, and nitrous oxide play massive roles in enhancing the greenhouse effect. Yeah, Tabitha?
Just a question. But don't cows produce methane?
Yeah, they do, but it's like it's a natural source of methane.
Yeah, it's good for the earth, and so it's a small portion of like the bad methane. It's basically nothing,
and it doesn't contribute to climate change very much.
Okay.
So the greenhouse effect is a natural occurring heating process that warms the surface of the earth. Greenhouse gases include carbon dioxide, methane, water vapor, nitrous oxide, ozone, and multiple types of artificially made chemicals. The enhanced greenhouse effect is an unnatural process caused by the constant burning of fossil fuels. Oil, coal, and gas are all types of fossil fuels. The enhanced greenhouse effect contributes largely to the warming of our Earth, as all of these products are burnt and transformed into energy. According to the Union of Concerned Scientists, coal is responsible for making more than a quarter of the world's total fossil fuel emissions. and coal produces the largest amount of emissions compared to any other form of fossil fuels. It's also the largest source of electricity in Australia, which means we rely heavily on it. According to the Australian Bureau of Agriculture, burnt coal creates 3.7 tonnes of carbon dioxide. Plants and trees are no longer able to keep up with the amounts of carbon dioxide and the emissions of fossil fuels that we are creating, and therefore all of it's being collected and stored in our atmosphere. Many climatologists believe that human beings are the main contributors to the unnerving warming of our atmosphere, and it's up to us to fix our mistakes now, before it becomes too late. Remember that the decisions you make today will have ongoing effects for the next generations to come. Do you really want your children to be living a world that's close to extinction? I didn't think so. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you to Tabitha and Bella for joining me today. Make sure to listen in next time on Socket to Climate Change.
Make sure to smash that like button.